Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Weekly Conversation. Thank you, folks. I was not here Monday. I apologize. Had kind of so much going on. So, yeah, I was helping out my mom and doing stuff and talking to my mom. And next thing I know, it's like, oh, it's... whoops. Then had to do stuff, so... But, I mean, I just... Right now, it's kind of hard because I just don't know what to do because... You know, Hillary Clinton has basically dismissed all rumors that she's going to run for president. I mean, what am I going to do? Hillary Clinton's not going to run for president. Oh my, the whole world's coming to an end. The gas prices are at record highs. Inflation's at record highs now. Hillary Clinton's not going to run for president. What are we going to do? We're not going to... The deplorables. We'll dearly miss you, Hillary. Not... Yeah, in the California State of the State address, Gavin Newsom made no mention of the state's ongoing drought. I mean, when you look at some of these mansions that are out there, and like, okay, they have like 10 times the water you're allowed. You know, there's not a mention of the drought in good old-fashioned California. Yay. Don't worry, we got the Biden's ambassador to Germany who spent the last 2 weeks in America, not Europe. Well, one step away from World War III and she's at home. I mean, not like the Biden administration doing anything. I mean, you have to have someone outside the door, you know, like if someone's in the White House, you know, like Biden's in the White House and he's in the Oval Office, which is... like very, 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 very rare. Yeah. It's just... it's just crazy what's going on in this whole world, man. I mean... you got Barr saying that Trump has showed stunning detachment from reality. I'd be stunned and detached from reality too if I knew that I won the election and not one, 99% of these politicians were doing everything they could to make sure that they're not... see, the vaccine, they're finally... and I'm going to look into this because they supposedly... are releasing every single solitary piece of document on these vaccines because they're 100% safe, but, and they've been trying to, well, technically, if you look at this data, it's gonna show this, not that, and therefore, what do we do? Because you're going to think it says this when it actually means that, and it's not bad, you're just going to think it is. But, you know, I mean, if you had to take it in the butt because of everything, you know, what we want is this Supreme Court of nothing but Clarence Thomas's, who he's taken another swipe at Big Tech Section 230 immunity, where they're, oh, well, we have the, you know, we're not a publisher, but we can decide what gets put on there, what doesn't. When you post stuff that kind of indicate that this dude, okay, this is to prove that we believe that this guy was killed, didn't commit suicide, and then you get flagged for it being... I'll get into that and so much more. And also Manchester United, what's going to happen? Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you all feel a part of the verse of the day. 1 John 3:18. dear children, not merely say that we love each other, let us show the truth by our actions. Don't just, and that's what we got to do. I mean, we got to get back to the old days. Okay, if I need to borrow $5, okay, what do you need? Okay, I need this. My niece Robin might have that. And then if she lets me borrow this, and I'll let her borrow that. You know, if my wife needs something and I have whatever, you know, we help each other out. My neighbors, whatever, you know. I mean, my neighbors used to have a key when I, and we need to get back to not just saying you're a Christian, but showing it and being there. And saying, okay, here you go. I'm going to help you out. If you're just going to take advantage, if you're going to roll up in a BMW, a $400,000 custom BMW for a free turkey and all the trimmings so you can have Thanksgiving, go ahead. You're going to answer to God why you, who have millions in your bank, are getting a free ham or a free turkey to cook with a brown paper bag full of stuffing and everything else to make, while there are people that can't afford and don't have. You're going to answer to God for that. You know? But, I mean, when I was shocked and dismayed that Hillary Clinton dismisses the possibility of a future presidential run, what are we going to do? I guess America's a dumpster fire, and I mean, I don't know how, if 2022 is not a landslide for conservatives, the election that we know is rigged is guaranteed proof. Ain't no way. I don't know how anyone can, I mean, I have my liberal friends posting, well, I know people that are spending $40 or $35 to have Taco Bell delivered via Grubhub 3 blocks away, but people are bitching about the gas price. Like, I want you to show me someone who's complaining about the gas price, but they're buying from Grubhub, paying $35 to deliver. See, they're posting that because they can't, you know, the guy they voted for is effing up this country, and they can't back him. So they got to make up some excuse on, well, you know, people are going through like fooddelivery.com, and they're paying like $85 to have food delivered, but, you know, instead of driving their car, and they're trying to save money. What they're going to have you do is they're going to have you replace record high gas prices for record high energy prices to power your vehicle. Don't worry, folks. Gas is $10 a gallon. You need to go to electric, which if you were to compute the miles per gallon from electric to gas, you'd be at like $30 a gallon. But don't worry, folks. California has energy crisis and droughts and everything. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. They don't have enough power to run stuff in their country the way it is in California. And I did say country, just California. But, oh, guess what? Yeah, that's right. But you're going to magically get like 20 million cars and you're going to have the electricity to plug in all these toxic battery-powered cars. You're going to have all that energy and electricity for that. But you're not going to have the electricity now, because you have like power outages and shortages. I mean, even in Michigan, my mother and father will have like a thing that says in the summer, between these times, it's peak hours and they lower your electricity to conserve it because there's not enough. But guess what? You're just going to magically have, if you don't have the electricity you need now, how in the heck are you going to have electricity to power all these cars? Kind of like where I work. They got this wonderful dishwasher, and I think it's great, but it uses too much power, and they're having to try to figure out how to get more power to it so it will work, because it keeps just blowing the breakers and stuff, because it's not enough electricity. It's pulling too much. But it's amazing where I live, because there are people that, like, you know, because in this news article where I live, they talk about how there's 11.9 million people that they're not people, but jobs that are available that people can have. How can there be? We're at record low unemployment rate. We can't have 11.9 million people without jobs. It's amazing where people are kind of, Biden's got his record low unemployment, and then they'll support an article that says, why don't we bring all these migrants in so they can take these jobs? It makes no sense. These people are like wiping before you poop. It don't make sense. They don't make sense. They don't. They can't argue the gas price. So what do? They try to blame it on Trump, or they try to, well, I know people that are bitching about the gas price, but then they're spending 10 times more going through Grubhub and having it delivered. Yeah, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? The gas price is high. So instead of acknowledging that it's high and your president is responsible, you pissing and moaning and going the other way and saying, well, I got to make up something, you know, because now, if you can show me someone that actually is bitching about the gas price and can walk three blocks, but I'm using Grubhub, not and they're able to. It's not like, okay, yeah, I broke my leg, so I can't, or they're not doing it for the convenience, or they're actually. Just remember, folks, Mount St. Helens did more damage to the earth than all the cars ever have. So, but we got to have battery powered. There's 5.3 billion barrels of oil in America we could extract, and that's only getting 10% of the oil. Oh, can't do that. Can't do that. Oh no, we're going to have to get our oil from Russia. Remember, folks, they're going to have you replacing record high gas prices from record high energy prices to power your vehicle. Sounds like a lose-lose to me. But these idiots don't get it. I mean, Twitter has to be full of bots, because there was some photo that had, like, it shows the wall, like, in disarray, and this is the wall that Trump done, like, it looks like a part that probably wasn't even finished. I don't know. And it's like, and of course, there's so many people that just, you know, like, they'll never, I mean, like I said before in my program, we weren't in war under Trump. And I remember so many of my friends, oh, Trump's got the nuclear codes. Oh, we're all going to die. He's going to kill us all. Oh, Trump is like the most anti, the last thing Trump would ever want to do is go near a war. He's a businessman. You know, some people kind of like, what is that movie, Die Hard? You know, hey, let's talk some business. Speck and she talk, hey? You guys use a gun, I use a fountain pen. Hey, a deal is a deal. And that's how it is. So many people don't get that. Like, we weren't at war under Trump at all. He was getting us out of wars. And now we got a war and everything, and no one's complained. No one's like, well, I stand with Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia is like saying, okay, I stand with China, not Cuba. Or I stand with North Korea, not Cuba. Or Cuba, not North Korea. I mean, you gotta wake up. But, I mean, the problem you have is the state of the state address in, you know, the State of the Union, basically, in the country of California. Gavin Newsom totally ignores the drought that's going on. I mean, that's how stupid these people are. they'll have to they control the electricity so that at peak hours they have you turn down your electricity and turn down your air conditioning and everything, and they want you to turn down the lights and everything to conserve energy. But you'll do that, but you'll not question, oh, we're going to plug in 5,000 cars. Yeah. And if you don't have the electricity to run my house and I have to turn it down in my neighborhood, in this section of town, there's 5,000 cars. If we have to turn down electricity and stuff and turn down our heating and lights and everything or our air conditioning, how are we going to power these 5,000 electric cars just in this little area? And there's 200,000 in this town. And there's 20 million in this half of the state, 20 million here. And there's, I don't know how many cars are in California, but that's the problem. They will have to shut off lights and turn down the air conditioning or turn down the heat and conserve electricity. But they won't question plugging in 80 billion cars for fuel. You got a massive jump in the state of California. But it's totally ignored. It's like the 13 service members that died in Afghanistan, yet they're totally ignored. But I don't know if I want Biden to give my son the time of day. If my son or daughter was coming home from fighting and he was killed, I don't care what you do, you make sure that he is, whatever airport he goes to, I want him brought home. I don't want to have any, if you want to get Ted Cruz or someone like that, sure. He can thank me and he can be there, and you know, but I wouldn't want Biden nowhere near. Not that he'd come. I mean, he's in his basement in Delaware. They got Bluetooth and everything. And then they get him all doped up and medicated up so he can come out and do a State of the Union address, which is a freaking joke with nothing but lies. Look at how many jobs we created. I'm Joseph R. Biden, and I created all these jobs. No. You had, let's say, 10 million jobs lost because of COVID when they shut everything down. Then 6,000 came back. They came back, Joe Biden, and you idiot liberals. These jobs are coming back because of COVID. They're not created. Joe Biden saying that he's created jobs is like saying that his administration is actually doing something when Biden's ambassador to Germany has spent the last 2 weeks not even in Europe, in America. But don't worry, when Ukraine was being attacked, old Biden was sitting there sleeping. Let me tell you something. I've been around the block. I've worked with dementia people for a very long time. I know when someone's got dementia. That's the problem. People don't care. They don't care. They don't want to know. You want to know how many millions of dollars we're spending because they have contracts to build those walls and Biden's not letting it? I don't know why they don't. See, I don't understand that. Because if it was the Democrats doing this, they would have kept building the wall. Take us to court. See ya. Bye. They would keep doing that pipeline. Not today, Satan. Oh, well, the Biden administration, we got to sit there and he said, stop. They're going to lose sanctuary cities. Did they stop them? Nope, they just kept releasing these illegals that were murderers and rapists and all that stuff. But don't worry, folks. We got crack people on the job like Biden's ambassador to Germany not doing a damn thing. Oh, Amy, you're a waste of space, just like Kamala Harris. Amy Guttman, what a waste of space. Yeah, I think we need to get rid of some of these people because, you know, they're wasting our precious oxygen. And, you know, we need to save that to save the planet. Oh, yeah, that's my new campaign. To save the precious oxygen on this planet, I need liberals to just hold their breath. To everyone else, you're welcome. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, I wonder if Kamala Harris is even doing anything. I should say, heck, if Biden can just be in a basement in Delaware and just come out once a year for a State of the Union address, what the heck? Sometimes I wonder if, like, when you see Biden on TV, if it's like a Max Headroom kind of thing, where it's like a computer-generated thing, and it's not him. Because I know he can't put two sentences together. I guarantee you he has to be heavily medicated. Because, I mean, he fumbles those State of the Union addresses, but still, Bell's, if you've been around people with dementia and memory issues and stuff, Bell's just go over your head when you see him walk and everything. It's sickening. It's elder abuse. Don't worry. I mean, just listen to Nancy Pelosi give us, you know, like comment on something and come out and comment. Because kids, that's what it's like if you do Russian vodka and meth and combine the two. She is so, I mean, head effect. And I ain't Nancy Pelosi. And, I stand with the people of Ukraine because I got billions invested in Ukraine. You know, I'm like, where's Hunter Biden? Well, I stand with the people of Ukraine because, you know, they're being attacked right now by Trump and Putin and Russia. Where's Hunter Biden? And, you know, I mean, I stand with Ukraine. Where's Hunter Biden? All these people that have billions of dollars in contracts to Ukraine. Remember when they were, when one of the people in Ukraine was, investigating Hunter Biden? And, you keep investigating him. You're not getting this money. That guy was instantly fired. Bye. Some country, if I lived in a country and I was a politician and they were going to give me, and America was, Joe Biden was going to offer me money, be like, what is this, as worthless as the American's people, some dollar? And you have these liberals that just, and I commented on this, on that 11.9 million jobs. Because, seriously, folks, I would have gotten more money if I would have been unemployed getting the COVID unemployment than I would have working. I would have, if I would have been at a place that was shut down, I would have gotten more on COVID unemployment than I would have been working. It would have been hard to go back to work because why would I want to go back to work when I'm sitting at home making more than it would be working? It would have been, and the Lord knew that, so he kept me at a place where we never shut down. And of course, that I've been asked, like, well, you want to get back to normal and do all this stuff? I'm like, I don't see it ever going back to normal. I mean, for someone to tell me, what if we go back to a normal, what do you mean by normal? I don't ever, because there's still people that are, like, paranoid. I mean, I guarantee you there are people that will die because they're waiting for, they're in cardiac arrest. Oh, well, we can't do anything. We got to wait for a COVID test. The nurses and CNAs and RNs and OPNs and the phlebotomists and all that, they've forgotten their oath to do no harm. If I have permission and everything's grand and they know what, yes, and my wife needs help and it's approved and everything, we got, yep, they're okay with this, this lady knows everything, I would go over there in a heartbeat to help because we don't want to do no harm to anyone. That's not today. Well, we really can't even go near her because we don't have a COVID test on her. So we're waiting back. So you're gonna let this woman who's in cardiac arrest and die because, ma'am? Yeah, you can forget the COVID test. She already died. She's dead. She died while you're waiting for a stupid COVID test. Have fun. And that's just, I mean, I don't know how anyone in that, unless they're getting lazy, like, well, I don't have to do anything. I can just, because of COVID precautions, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, this, I'm sorry, but if you were truly in the healthcare business to do healthcare, I would be ashamed to be in that profession. In a nursing home, you are second. If I can't, I can't. I got this. Okay. And when they come back, okay, finish this up for you. You go take a break. We got this. Okay. Until I know someone has my back so we can do no harm. Hey, can you do this? I don't know how to. She needs this puree. I'm a puree. I've done contests for purees and I've won. You know, okay. Because I remember when my mother-in-law had her stroke. I'm like, okay. First thing I did was, of course, everyone knew this. Is I looked at her chart. Okay, what is her meal? What is she? Well, she's regular food. Okay, I'll probably make it soft. I'll probably do a soft food diet, not mechanically, but I'll probably do soft food just so it's easy for her to eat and chew. Just that, you know what I mean? Granted, she can eat anything. I'm not going to give her nuts or anything hard. Nuts or seeds, I'm going to make sure that, okay, whatever she has, she can eat anything, but I'm going to make sure it's soft and not chewy and not hard. Just, but that's the problem. I mean, it's not because it's my mother-in-law, although it was. I would do that for anybody. Because when you're in a healthcare facility, they come first. You do no harm. Hey, I'm gonna give you some 101 real quick because I can't lift this person by myself. I need help getting him into the Hoyle lift. Okay. Thank you. This is what we're going to need to do. I need you to do this, this. And they show you because they don't want to do no harm. And they'll tell you what to do. Okay, take this and latch this here. Put his leg on here. And you help get him in the Hoyle lift to get him up. So he can go to the bathroom and get in the shower, whatever the case may be. You may not be a CNA or an RN or an LPN, but if you're there, they will show you what to do. And as long as you're under supervision, you're okay, because you don't want to do harm to anybody. That's what we were taught. Got about 30, just under 30 minutes left in the program, folks. So thank you so much for tuning in. But you're taught to do no harm. That's all they're doing now. Okay, folks. And we got it's about an hour and 15 minutes for these tests to come back for COVID. So until we know if she has COVID or he has COVID, then we really can't do anything. I mean, they'll literally damn near let someone die waiting on a COVID test to come back. Did they forget their oath? It's okay. Because, like, It's okay, folks. Because we need more people. I mean, because, you know, we're just racist because we're conservatives. Though, if we had a Supreme Court full of Clarence Thomases, we'd be all on that. Because he's going after big tech. Because they're trying to claim with that Section 230 that they have immunity, that we're private this and private that. No, they're just full of opinion people. I never thought I would be censored for having an opinion. That's what it is, because that's what I tell people. I post all the time, these are, just so you know, this is my opinion. So you can't fact check an opinion. So if you're going to say that this is false, anything I post is my opinion. And why would they, and okay, if I post something that's not true, wouldn't you laugh? Ha ha. We're going to ban you from posting things. And then they try to put like fake warning. This is fake. I can tell you how BS it is because I've posted all kinds of stuff before on the flat earth. And it never gets flagged as fake. So you know the earth is flat. I did a whole thing on that one time on my conversation about I posted all these stuff about flat earthers and people who didn't believe in it when they left. They're like, oh yeah, they proved to me through science that the earth has to be flattened out of, which it's not, but whatever. Maybe if I went to Mrs. Brown's tea house and had some tea, I might think all kinds of weird crap. But anywho, that's just what we live in. But this section 230 saying, well, you know, we're not a publisher. We're a platform. Well, if you censor what I can say, and they try to get off on it saying, well, we have guidelines. And your post is fake because we said it's fake. You know, I mean, we just don't want your opinion to get out there. So, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't banned the term "Let's Go Brandon" or "F Joe Biden." I'm surprised they haven't tried to ban that. I don't know, but I mean. It's like, I thought Trump passed the Right to Try Act. So why can't we, I guess it's only for like new experimental, that you can't say, well, let me see if Halls works for COVID. Let me see. It's my body, my choice. That's what liberals say, unless it comes to a vaccine that even if you get it, you can still spread COVID. It's my body, my choice, liberals say, except for if I want to try, why can't I try ivermectin if I get COVID to see if it helps me? Why can't I try hydroxychloroquine? If it works, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's a cortisone. It's like I'm going to try it because I have high blood pressure and see if it helps me. Some people are like, that's a joke. It doesn't work. Well, I guess it doesn't work for everyone. And I hate when people do that kind of thing when they're like, since it didn't work for me, they complain and piss and moan about it. Well, I know people that, okay, I have a medium high blood pressure. I take this milligram and I have no problems. Well, I have a very high blood pressure, you know, and I take this maximum dose to get rid of it. Common sense. You know, like one of the highest blood pressure medication doses, bang. Then I have some people that are like, okay, well, my blood pressure is not that bad, so I'm taking the highest dose of this medication with a semi-low blood pressure, it's high blood pressure, but it's on the low end of high. So it's basically not to be considered high blood pressure, but it's very, but it's at the lowest it can be to be considered high blood pressure. They take the strongest dose of the prescription, and it does nothing. Okay, then you try another thing. Because there's, I guess there's like garlic tablets, and you can take like apple cider vinegar, you know. So I'm going to talk to my, I'm going to ask my doctor if, you know, but it's like if it don't work, it might not work for you. Just say, hey, all these people say it works. Great. It did not do anything for me. I know my friend's taking it, and it seems to help. So I need to find out, should I still take my blood pressure medication or should I not? I don't know. So I don't tell you everything, but some things I do. You know, people think because I'm hurt around the world, like I'm actually want to go through later. I've got a bunch of new countries. So thank you all for tuning in. And it don't matter where you live, man, stand up for your freedoms. I mean, like when I get into Manchester United, it's I'm crumbling. That whole club is crumbling, and I want to get into that. But you can't be a publisher and a platform at the same time. You can't be a platform. And what they try to do is these are community standards. They try to sneak in bypasses. And what I mean by that is, we're not a publisher. We just have community standards. And then they try to make it to where, like, if you try to post certain things that are pro-America, pro-Trump, pro-this, that violates our community standards because you're harassing people. Oh, I can share a video of someone mock-killing Trump, and that's okay, but when I post, when I do a meme or a post where I'm basically saying if this person was killed, he did not commit suicide, you're going to flag it for saying that I'm promoting suicide, and someone might see my post that is proving that this person did not commit suicide. He was murdered, and they're going to commit suicide because of my post. When the whole point of the post is that this guy didn't commit suicide. He was murdered. Oh, but see, that's a community guideline. And since you violated it, see, we have guidelines. Oh, we don't censor. We don't. See, it's a free platform to say whatever you want to, but you have guidelines, and you can say the same thing if it's in reference to supporting liberals. Oh, you could get away with a post like that, but if it's supporting like Trump and conservatives, oh, that's wrong. You know, we need a whole Supreme Court of Clarence Thomas, like I said. You know, it's a post and it goes, liberals think we're racist. Our ideal Supreme Court, and it's nothing but Clarence Thomas's. But that's the problem. I'm around so many people that they have so many problems. And what I mean by problems, so you understand what I'm getting at, is like, when everything's, when like the Grateful Dead song, when we're hell in the bucket, you know, everything's going wrong. They're like enjoying the ride, like, oh, they're trying to make up every excuse why, yeah, the gas price, this, whatever. Like nothing can, oh, and they've even had people come out recently saying that, oh, the domestic oil wouldn't change the gas price. Okay, well then allow all this oil to come in, allow us to get all this domestic oil and see what happens. Oh, they probably tax it to the yin yang. They'd probably make it like a tobacco tax to where, okay, yeah, after all these taxes, of course we have to charge $10 a gallon. Because, you know, they gotta get rid of these gas guzzling cars for toxic batteries. We gotta have this. Yeah, because I've had a couple of people comment, you know. I mean, gas and electric bills are, I mean, at my church, our electric bill and our gas bill is through the roof. I mean, it's like double. Yeah, I got this. And like in a normal year at my church, our gas bill, I would have it because I kept having this thing come up like, oh, you owe this, and I paid it. You owe this, and I paid it. Well, no, that's not, that was actually like, that was like the credit we had. So we got a really good credit in there. That credit's going to be gone in like 4 months with the way this, with the way everything's going. I mean, when it's about, like if it was a, let's say $100 electric bill, let's say, or like a gas bill, $100 gas bill, well, it's gone up like to like 300, like about 270, 280. Don't worry, folks. The federal government will fix everything. It's like when I worked at a place and I'm like, yeah, I was trying to get like medical insurance. Well, I know me and the girl at this time are not married. Okay. Just dating. Well, sir, if you were married, if she was pregnant or whatever, then we can get, you know. I'm like, okay, well, I just had this line cook get 3 kids paid for. Yeah, well, is he married? I have no idea. He's not there anymore because he was hauled off by immigration because he was illegal. He was illegal and had all these, he was going to the doctor getting this taken care of, all this stuff, and he was illegal. He was one of the best workers we had, but he was illegal, so sayonara, Sodom. And then she said, well, that can't be. Okay, you want me to bring my boss in here to tell you that we had immigration and police and stuff there? Yeah, these guys were, because I can tell you how many restaurants I've worked in. Yeah, I'm looking for so-and-so. He's my dishwasher. I'm him. He's just my name, my social security card, and everything. Especially if you got young kids, when they turn 18, you might find that they had liens taken out, and there's people that have gone through heck and high water trying to get stuff absolved because they had liens and everything. Tax liens and everything. And like they went to go buy a car. Yeah, you've got all kinds of credit problems and all this. What do you mean? I've never bought anything. Oh, yeah, you have 2 mortgages that went awry and bankruptcies and all this stuff. And it was people that would take a house and they would just file. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. We need to stand up and say, enough's enough. I'm done with this. Enough's enough. Oh, my cousin John Lewis had this post. And it's me tonight while y'all sleeping as I'm siphoning gas out of a car. And I said, good luck trying to siphon an already empty tank. That's the problem. You know, we're complaining about the gas price because we knew what would happen. Liberals are not saying a word or they're bitching. I don't know how they can because they knew it was going to happen. Or they're like, well, these people are going to spend billions of dollars going to Taco Bell and having it Grubhub ordered and having it delivered and everything. But they're going to complain about the gas price. Yeah, I want you to show me someone that's, and they're retarded. I want you to show me a Democrat that's stupid enough to think the gas price is too high, but going to pay 10 times as much to have it delivered. Well, it's very simple. They do that already. They're exchanging record high gas prices. I'm going to save on the gas price and I'm going to get an electric car. Oh, yeah, that's right. Electric and gas prices are through the roof. Energy prices. Gas to heat your house and electric for your... See, there was a time when, okay, yeah, this gas price is going to be... Oh, you're screwed. You got electric. Now, if you got gas, your prices, your house is, it's all through the roof. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. No, it's not okay. Duct tape can't fix stupid. I mean, I'm not mentioning any names, but when you have, I mean, I'm scared for this next generation. When you have kids that, oh, I got a headache. I need to go home. Okay, go home. Just go. It's her paycheck. It's his paycheck, whatever. When you have these kids that, oh, my shoulder hurts. I need to go home. That's your paycheck. Bye. See ya. These kids don't know what it's like to work. I mean, I had my toe broken, like a bunch of, like three of my toes broken, like three places or two and three places, I forget. It was a lot, and I had a walking boot. And I'm like, I don't even know if you can even be here in the kitchen with that, but you want to work? Okay. And they okay, we'll have you down in the health center, we'll have you do this, that way you can work, but, you know, so because, like, when you're on that walking boot only, there's no slip resistancy. You know, so they limited what I did. Like, okay, I'll stay in here and I'll do prep and I'll do this and I'll go down and I'll, okay. And this one dude goes, man, we're never going to be able to say anything about trying to leave. Because look at you. No, people, if they were having an issue, they let them leave. But they say, look, well, Kyle had a walking boot on. I had three broken toes and he was here. He did prep. He worked. Why can't you? But that's just what we live in. We got, oh, I broke a fingernail. I don't think I can work. Oh, I'm going to have to go home. I need a whole week off. I broke a fingernail. And that's this generation that's, I'm scared for this next generation of people that, because you already had so many people that were getting more on unemployment through COVID than they would if they were working. I know firsthand someone that was like, he's walking around Walmart with a stupid, junky, not going to protect you at all BS mask, hanging out, not getting bare essentials and running home, not having a shopping cart with things that he needs to survive. No, he's just kicking it, just walking around, chilling. Oh, man, you know what? I can't. I'll tell you what, man. Not today. Man, they're trying to get me to go back to work. Man, it ain't safe. Well, what the heck you doing here? It ain't safe to work, but you're going to be walking around Walmart. You're making no damn sense because he was making more money on unemployment and COVID than he was if he was working. And I'm sure where you live, wherever you are, you got that same crap going on. But thank you so much for tuning in. What do you think is going to happen to Manchester United? I'm going to get into this. You know, what? Because there's rumors that these players aren't playing for the coach and they're not. So let me get this straight. So you're going to not play for the coach. You're not going to track back. You're not going to play to your potential for the coach because he's not the coach. They're going to get a new coach and, anyways, who cares? So you're going to tank the team. You're not going to get in the Champions League. You're probably going to be in the Europa League. It's going to limit who's going to want to come to United. If you want to leave and go somewhere, okay, I'd be leery of getting any of those players. I'm seeing your potential on the pitch right now. I don't know. There's very few players on that pitch I would even consider buying if I was another team. I don't know what you, sorry, Pogba, but you're coming here. We don't, I mean, we just watched you this past season. You ain't been that good. Sorry. You know? Why would you want to do that? Why would you? Because there's so much talk of these players not playing their potential and stuff. Well, who cares about him? He's not that. He's just interim until we get somebody, so we're not going to. Okay. Everything you do on that pitch right now is affecting the team next year. I mean, pretty much top four is pretty much done. I don't know if we can get top four. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. He's not the permanent manager, so I'm not going to play for him. I'm gonna tank on purpose. I'm sorry. Not today, Satan. The way those players have been playing these last couple games. Okay, well, if any of them want to leave, I don't know if I... Well, I mean, we're judging you on how you've been on the pitch. So, no, we're not really interested, sorry. I mean, you can try to tell us that, hey, you know, I would want to play my heart out so that, look, if I want to go somewhere, show me one of those players that's on the pitch. That is putting in a performance that, okay, yeah, that would entice me to want to buy them. The way they've been playing, I don't even know if I want to take them on a loan. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. I mean, I like that we're looking at getting a permanent manager in there, and it's not going to be Ranić, and he can actually maybe go up and help the board of directors and maybe have some influence. I don't know how good it's going to do because he laid out this is what we need to say. Nope, didn't do it. I mean, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I mean, because like when all the rumors are coming out that they're like kind of not playing, because he's not the manager, so why would I want to try to impress him? It's just temporary until we get the real one. Well, so you're not gonna do or haven't done everything you can to try to get fourth place, so that we can stay in Champions League. I mean, it's already been shown that they're not that they ignore Ranić. So I hope as he goes up into with the board and stuff that they actually listen to him and say, hey, this is what we need to do. I don't know. Things need to change at that club wholeheartedly. Ranić needs to sit there and say, okay, hey, I want to know who's going to give 100%. I mean, why is Harry Maguire still the captain? That should have been, when Ronaldo came in, he should have had that 100% right then and there. There's just so much that doesn't make sense. The team that played on Saturday, okay, yep, you're all benched. We're bringing up the U-23. Bring up the U-23s. Well, you're just going to just throw him? No, it's not throwing him under the bus. We're saying, hey, we're going to give you a chance. Win, lose, or, hey, if fourth place is pretty much almost done, it's not happening, why not? What the heck? What can go wrong? Give him the opportunity. You've already shown that you don't want to play for the shirt. I mean, I'm Mr. Roy Keane's that ripped off their shirt, took their heart, ripped it out, and put the jersey on and said, I'm here, let's go. Remember, folks, remember the Munich air disaster. We shouldn't be here, but Jimmy Murphy said, I got a team. We're going to do it. No, we're not folding. We're not closing. We're Manchester United because of a man by the name of Jimmy Murphy who said, no, we're going to rise from the ashes. These players, oh, I got $70 million. You can't tell me what to do. Go to heck. Jose Mourinho, you can't tell, I'm so-and-so. You can't tell me what to do to Louis van Gaal. You can't tell me what to do, Pochettino. You know, maybe they need to go back to working in a mine 40 hours a week. Then on Saturday, people come up and go to the pitch and watch a game. Yep, here's your 20 quid. Not today. They forgot who they're playing for. Whether it's Man City, whether it's Arsenal, it's all about, or United, it's about integrity and the history. I mean, I'd say I got one game. You're going to give me your all. If you're going to play like this, this next game, I'm bringing up, I'm telling the U23s, any of them tank, I want to try you. You need to get back to players that played for the jersey. Well, why do I care? We got a new manager coming in anyways. And watch, with the players wanting Ten Hag, since the players want Ten Hag, it sounds like Ralph Rangnick wants Ten Hag, and Ten Hag wants to come to United. Yep, that's not going to happen. We're going to get Pochettino. They'll get some, you know, who knows. I got less than a minute, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Remember, folks, no matter where you listen, stand up for your freedoms and rights while you still have them. Stand up for the club you love and the owners that are throwing it in the toilet, and stand up against those owners. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, God bless you all, and goodbye.